This is the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Olimon.
Morning, Northern Colorado. It's time for the Hook 'em Bait and Tackles Power Hour. We want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the biggest Bronco fan in the game. You know, Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. You know, I want to thank you for spending your New Year's Eve morning with us. I want to thank God for blessing me and you with another day. Amen and amen. You know, New Year's Eve. Wow. Here we are. Another amazing year done. You know, as I get older, I start to realize that things that I thought were serious are actually not. You know, like family members that won't talk to you for some odd reason or won't reach out. You know, I have to say la vie. Not serious. Life goes on. YOLO. But in a productive way. No YOLO if it's going to harm you or someone else. Jafil, you know, I want to thank you for being with me on this last day of 2022. Micah, do you have any plans for New Year's Eve?
What's YOLO?
YOLO, bud. You don't know YOLO?
Is that a rap term?
It is. It's a rap term. It's called...
What was the other one? Jafil.
I can't believe you even heard that. Did you hear that? You know Jafil.
Is he from Game of Thrones?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't he the king from Game of Thrones?
We're going to have to start
over. The really brutal king?
We're going to have to send you back to bed and then wake up again. And then, good morning, Micah. How are you? Do you like coffee? Because we'll have to get you some coffee.
Ja Rule.
Ja Feel. Dude, that you got to. Okay. 21 Jump Street. You've seen the movie, right? The new one?
I saw part of it.
It's on that movie. Jafil.
Is that a character?
No, it's not a name. It's just what some guy made up. Like, you feel me? Like, you know, instead of saying you feel, he said Jafil. It's just something he made up. So that's why I say it's funny. So anybody listening that saw that movie would know exactly what we were talking about, except for Micah. Surprise.
Okay.
What are you doing for New Year's?
Star Trek references now.
What are you doing for New Year's Eve?
I don't know.
You're not doing anything?
Probably not. Probably watching some college football.
I see you watch a lot of college football. Your Broncos have a big game this week, KC.
Yeah, it's going to be a good victory for the Broncos.
I think the Broncos have a good chance to win this. I mean, new coach, new attitude, new feel in the locker room.
They say that teams that fire their coach win more than 50% of the time.
I think that's possible. And here's the thing, though. The hiccup, though, it wasn't Hackett. I think the hiccup there in that locker room is your quarterback. And I don't think his team rallies around him like they should, because I don't really think he's a likable kind of guy in the locker room. I don't think he's kind of fit in. I don't think he's welcomed a lot of those guys around him. And so there's that. So Hackett couldn't fix that.
So when did you learn about this?
This is just something that
you learn about it from experience or?
No. Well, I mean, you got to have, no, just, I mean, Shannon Sharpe's talked about it on his show. I mean, he knows the Broncos. He played for the Broncos. I'm sure stuff gets leaked out to him about attitudes and what's going on in the locker room. So he shares that information, and that's where I'm getting it from. So if Shannon Sharpe says it, I would probably say it's probably 95% true that there's a problem in the locker room.
I don't know. Shannon Sharpe says a lot of things that are he likes to blow things out of proportion.
It could have been just that's for his, ratings on the show, but I think he definitely cares for the Broncos like you do. I mean, that was his team, and so if there's an issue there, I could see Russell Wilson being that way, dude. Like, I'm married to Sierra, and I'm this, and I'm $254 million richer, and
that's what the Seahawks fan that I know says. He said that Russell Wilson has a big ego. Like a really huge ego. And I was talking to him on Christmas, and I said, one thing that would show real leadership is Russell Wilson giving back a lot of the money and saying, all right, use this money
to go get players.
Yeah, to go get players.
Restructure my contract.
And the Seahawks fan that I know, I call him Bowie. Bowie said, that's not the Russell Wilson that I know.
Then that's crazy. And that's, well, I mean, what would you do? For me, I'm team. You know, I'd be happy with $1 million. But seriously, I'm going to restructure my contract so I can go get good players, good line, and protect me so I can be that good player and we can win a Super Bowl. That's exactly what a teammate should do. But we're not in that world. It's all about money. It's all about how much I can make when I'm playing. It's all about take care of me, me, me. And that's what you have. Because, and I blame a lot of that on your contracts.
Mm-hmm. Huge contracts.
Your contracts.
Yeah. There are some players in the past who have done that. John Elway has done that towards the end
of
his
agency,
career.
Your free agency, your salary cap. All that. That means that you have no – you have – the teams are, yeah, evenly like matched, yes, but –
some
you
players,
don't have
they,
loyalty because you. One year you could be playing for one team, and then sometimes your contract's up. Then you next year season you could be playing for somebody else because the money's better. Instead of saying, "Well, I'm going to give this is what they offered me because I'm a hometown guy. This is my team. This is what they're giving me. I'm going to sign a contract with them." But people don't think that way anymore because it's in that business. It's all about how much money I can make right now while I'm playing, and you can't blame them. They're sacrificing their bodies for a sport.
Yeah, but if you're a good leader, and people have done this before, Elway, like I said before, towards the end of his career, he restructured his contract. Tom Brady has restructured
Aikman
his
contract. Aikman did it a couple times to restructure. Yep.
A lot of people have done that because they want to win, and I am all for that. If you want to win, if you want to get better depth, the Broncos have had great starters.
Could
but
you imagine his market value hurt. If he wins a Super Bowl? So restructure my contract. My market value will go up, not only on my football market value, but my personal market value, my market value where I do commercials and if you won a Super Bowl. I mean, you're talking Peyton Manning status. And he, like you said, I don't
nobody's
think he's
Peyton Manning status.
But I don't think he's willing to do that. He could if he won a Super Bowl here. He could be that. But he's not. He's not. He just, Ciara and him are going to take that money and run.
She's got plenty of money of her own.
So restructure the contract and get a team in here.
Yeah, I think he should restructure the contract, not just for players, but also for leadership.
Yeah.
So he can say, look, guys, I didn't earn this money. I didn't play well enough. I signed this big contract, and this is not.
I think it would go a long way for you fans as well. I think you guys would respect him a lot more.
If I had the ability to talk to him and say, hey, we need to do something. You need to do something. This is exactly what I would tell him to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I would tell him, hey, restructure your contract.
Yep. You know, since this is the last show of the year, I thought it would be a great idea to do a year in review and replay two of my favorite interviews. The first, I had the privilege to interview on Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour, former Bronco Mitch Unrein and his nephew, Eaton Red Stud, Morgan Tribbett. They're coming on. And one of my favorite things in life are the stories of people overcoming adversity. And Spencer and Derek Renfro have an amazing story. It inspired me so much that it's one of my favorites. On the last segment, I want to pay tribute to someone very special to me, and I want to do it in the style of the radio personality that inspired me and still inspires me to this day. You know, Dr. James Kennedy, Heidi, Aaliyah, Jessica, Nicole, Chrissy formed the great team at Kennedy Dental with over 70 years of combined experience. Call Kennedy Dental today at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341 to schedule an appointment. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Now sit back, relax, put on your headgear, and get ready for a trip through the atmosphere. Coming up next, one of my favorite interviews of 2022, former Denver Broncos Mitch Unrein and Eaton Red Stud Morgan Tribbett. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, live from the Yellow Communication Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Danger, here comes a stranger. Jealousy has locked now, filled with anger, wanna burden my life. That's all right. With or without you, I will still.
I want to welcome you back to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. He is Micah Kilpatrick. the producer extraordinaire, spinning the ones and twos. You know, we couldn't do this show without our amazing sponsors, and one of our favorite sponsors is Grandview Family Chiropractic. Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle emphasize in caring for the entire family, from pregnancy, infants and children through the golden years and everyone in between. They love when the whole family comes in for adjustments. Located in Eaton, Colorado, call Grandview Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. I had the privilege to have on HBT former Bronco Mitch Unrein and his nephew Eaton Red Stud Morgan Tribbett, and here's what they had to say. Gentlemen, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Good to have you guys on. Morgan, are you on with us?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good, man. Good, good. It's an honor, truly an honor, to have you both on with us this morning. Mitch, I understand you had your own show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA when you were here in Denver. Is that correct?
Yeah. So when I was playing there back in 2013, I had my own radio show, and it was a great season. Had a lot of really good stuff to talk about because we were winning so much. And then don't want to bring up the last game we had that year because that's when we played the Seahawks and got blown out. But
I don't remember that game at all. That game never happened.
I know. We were actually talking about that before I came on here. He's like, don't bring up the Seahawks. I was like, oh. It kind of happened. I brought him up again. But, yeah, then they played him on Monday night, and that was tough to watch.
That was a tough watch. Sure. That was a tough, definitely a tough watch. I understand. How was that in that Super Bowl for you? I mean, just the experience of going to a Super Bowl and then catching a touchdown pass from Peyton Manning. What was that like?
So the Super Bowl was amazing. I mean, everything before, the whole week leading up to that, it was just something that I'll never forget until the opening snap of the game.
Right.
When we had the snap, the safety and all that. But it was just a great experience. I mean, there are so many people I talked to that were like, man, you should just be so grateful getting into even playing, you know, the Super Bowl on that stage and everything. So it's something that I'm always going to remember. And unfortunately, didn't get that Super Bowl ring, but I got an AFC Championship
ring. That's right.
Ring, so
that's right, buddy. That's right.
So blessed to, you know, get that. But catching the pass from Peyton Manning, I think I get asked about that the most. As I say, that's kind of my claim to fame, being able to catch a touchdown pass from a Hall of Famer and still being able to say I was the first defensive lineman in Broncos history to catch a touchdown pass. It was pretty cool.
But I tell you what, that we were watching that game, and the reason why I remember that game, it was on my birthday, and when you went out, I was just hoping, catch it. Just catch it. Please catch it. Just catch it.
I was thinking the same exact thing, and I was going through my mind as well. I was like, just don't drop it, because if you drop it, they're never going to let you try to run a pass route ever again in your life.
Right, so, exactly. Now, you graduated from Eaton in 2005. Had your goal always been to play in the league?
Yeah, so that was, I think that's every kid's goal, right? Mm-hmm. When you're a young kid growing up, that's always in the forefront of your mind. Like, oh, I'd love to get there, but it never seems real for you to be able to make that step. So in my mind, it was always like, okay, what do I need to do first? I need to be a starter for the Eaton Reds. Yeah. You know, I need to make All-State. I need to go to a D1 program. Then I walked on to the University of Wyoming. When I got up there, there was more guys getting, you know, NFL looks and things like that. And when I was playing at the same level as these guys, I'm like, well, I know I'm going to get my opportunity. And then when you get your opportunity, it's just making the most of it. And then it really doesn't hit you until you're kind of out of it.
Right.
You're still just in this whirlwind of, you know, trying to make the team, trying to play well, all that. And so it really hits me after looking back on it and talking to people about it. It really hits you. And you're like, wow, I did something that, you know, not very many people get to do. And even for myself, it never really, you know, seemed achievable. But after it's all done, said and done, looking back on it, I mean, it's just something that I'll never forget.
Right, and, man. What a great...
I'm so blessed to be able to do that for as many years as I got to do it for as well.
Right. What a blessing, too. What a foundation. I don't know if you remember this, but my son and I, who's a defensive line coach in Eaton now, we were working out with you in the weight room when you were at the high school one night. We were working out with you, and you asked me to spot your bench. And I looked at how many plates you had on the bar. Plus, you had two chains, brother. Let me tell you, I was praying the whole time that he didn't have to spot you, because I don't know what would have happened if I would have dropped it, man. I mean, who am I, bro? There's no way, but I don't know if you remember that, man. It was pretty exciting, though.
Yeah, that was in my stronger days when I was about 305 and I could move some more weight, but none of that nowadays.
I didn't even recognize you the other day, bro. I didn't even recognize you, man. That, you look great.
Quite a bit. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I feel a lot better. Knees are feeling better. But
good.
Yeah, you got to be big and strong to play in the NFL.
That's right, buddy.
There's some grown men in that league.
That's
sure.
right. What an exciting weekend we had. We opened up the new stadium, kicked the daylights out of Platte Valley, which I love, and then we retired your number 10 jersey. What was that like for you?
Man, I tell you what. I mean, when Mr. Tapia called me up there, everything kind of hit me, all the emotions and everything, because you think back to when you're a high school kid, or even before that, when you're playing – you know, peewee football and all that kind of stuff, and for your whole career to get wound up and them to recognize you and retiring your number, I mean, that's a huge, you know,
yeah.
it just means so much to me. That's so big for me and my family, and it's something that, you know, is going to obviously be retired forever.
And you have your nephew looking up at you like, I can do this. I can achieve this, you know.
Exactly.
Did you have a sports icon that influenced you growing up?
I think at first it was my brothers and sisters. You know, I had a sister that was a 3-time All-American swimmer at Northern Colorado.
Great swimmer.
I had two brothers that played at Northern Colorado, and they were people that I looked up to. But then at every level, you have kind of other people that you look up to, you know, in the NFL, seeing Brian Dawkins, seeing
right.
Peyton Manning, seeing all these guys that have been doing it for so many years. You try to see what they do, and you kind of try to take bits and pieces from that and help your game and help you grow as a player. So
right.
there's a lot of people I looked up throughout my career, for sure.
I remember we were lifting in the weight room, and you had told me that if Peyton Manning, this was before Peyton Manning came here, it was that off season when Peyton Manning was coming, and you had told me, man, if we get Peyton Manning, we're going to the Super Bowl. And you did exactly that, brother. So that was pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
Did your siblings help toughen you up, man?
For sure. Yeah, and that's something that I said in my speech when I was they were retiring my jersey. Thanks for making me tough. I'm the youngest of 6 kids, and, you know, my brothers, we were always rough and tumble with one another, and they were in athletics, and they always pushed me to go harder and everything like that. And I think that they saw some things in me, some athletic ability, so trying to get the most out of me. And, you know, I was a little more timid as a young kid and everything, and they kind of, you know, brought that confidence out in me.
Perfect.
In sports and athletics. So, yeah, there's a lot that I'm thankful for, being able to grow up in such a strong and tough family.
You don't look up to them anymore. They now look up to you,
don't
they?
That's right. Yeah, you've seen the picture, too, Mike.
Yeah, things have changed, yeah, since I was younger.
Can you tell us, who was the toughest O-lineman that you ever battled against?
So, I think my welcome to the NFL moment, we were playing the Vikings back in 2011, and they had a left guard. His name is Hutchinson. I think he's in the Hall of Fame now, if
wow.
I believe. But he put his hands on me, and they were like vice grips. And I was like, okay, this is what it's like playing in the National Football
right.
League. So that really was kind of an eye-opener for me. But he was probably one of the best offensive linemen. There's, you know, Trent Williams and
right.
all those kind of guys, Jason Peters and you know, there's really tough guys. Then you have some smaller centers like, what's his name, for the Eagles, who's just really crafty. A lot of those guys are really crafty, and they all hold.
Right.
And they're
they
really
all hold.
Good at holding.
They just get away with it, man.
I got to say offensive linemen hold all the time.
Oh, yeah. They just don't. They could throw a flag every play, but they just don't. Can you tell our faithful what you're doing now, man, after you retired from the league?
Yeah, so now I'm down in Texas, just kind of living the retired life down here. We have a high fence ranch down here where we run some exotic animals. We have some oryx, some black buck, some axis, and then we run some white-tailed deer down here as well.
Can people from Colorado, can Colorado hunters come and hunt?
So we don't have it open to everyone
okay.
yet. We're kind of just doing family and friends stuff
gotcha.
Right now, just keeping our numbers under control and whatnot. But we do have a rental cabin on our property where people can come out and stay and go see the animals and stuff like that. And we have a pond on our property, and we have a creek that runs through our property as well. So it's everything that I've always wanted, everything that my wife, you know, is also wanted. She's very outdoors. I'm very outdoors. So it just seemed like the best place for us. And your money goes a little further down here in Texas, for sure.
Oh, I'm sure. Rather than Colorado, it's so expensive to live here. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. It's kind of a loaded question, okay, Mitch? You played in the NFL, so you know how to spot talent a mile away. Do you think Morgan has the goods to play in the NFL? Because I sure in the heck do.
I for sure do as well. I mean, I think he has all the talent, and, you know, I think he has the work ethic. That's something that I really see in Morgan. And ever since he was just a young kid, I remember where I would do push-ups and I would tell him how many push-ups or sit-ups I could do. He would go home, and it wouldn't matter how many hours it took him. He would do as many as I would do,
That's
and
awesome.
He actually do more than me. So he could call me and say, Uncle Mitch, I did more push-ups than you. I did more sit-ups than you. So we had this ongoing kind of rivalry ever since he was a little kid. So he's always had that tenacity, that work
right.
ethic. And I think that shows in his athletic ability when he gets on the field.
So he's got a nickname. I nicknamed him this freshman year. It's Dexter Morgan, because you know Dexter from the show Showtime. I mean, he's not a serial killer, but this guy on the gridiron is a serial killer, man.
Yeah, he flips a switch, and that's what you got to do. You got to flip that switch and get on the field. And, you know, I think his future looks so bright.
I agree.
He can do so much. That's the thing. And that's what I told him. I'm like, the more you can do, the more valuable you are.
That's right.
And watching him out there, you know, on Saturday night, he didn't even come off the field, I don't think,
no.
just to get a couple breathers. But he plays special teams, offense, defense, and everything in between. So
yeah, we love him, and we're so happy to have him. Morgan, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. I believe a congratulations is in order. Tell our fans what your plans are after high school.
Well, I'm going to go long snap and play outside linebacker at the University of Nevada.
Man, congratulations, buddy. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're going to continue to play football.
Yep.
That's awesome, man. Okay, so football, wrestling. I know you're that guy. So what made you pick football?
I mean, I've always loved football more. I mean, wrestling's a lot of fun and everything, but ever since I was little, watching my Uncle Mitch and being around it all the time, I've just always loved it more.
Perfect, man. Perfect. Okay, so let me ask you this. With everything going on Saturday, how were you able to stay focused? I mean, against Platte Valley, buddy, you had 70 yards on 8 carries, 2 touchdowns. That's 8.7 yards per. Those are good numbers, but you also tore it up on the defensive side of the ball. How did you stay focused?
I mean, once you come in and Coach Lemon, he showed us the video we always watch on 9/11, the man in the red bandana, and did the Warrior speeches and everything, and just like my uncle said, you got to flip the switch, and I don't know, we don't like Platte Valley very much, so.
You flipped that switch, buddy. Okay, so let me ask you this. What's your prediction for Friday night against Severance?
I mean, you always got to predict that you're going to win. I mean, we're confident in what we can do, and I know they're a good team, but I'm excited to play them. I think we can get them.
I think so, too, man. I think so, too. Just watching their film, I was getting a little upset watching it, breaking it down, going, man, two-time defending state champions are not going to fall for that. Mitch, Morgan, I want to thank you guys for coming on, man. This is my biggest interview since starting the show. Thank you both for coming on, man. I really appreciate it. I pray nothing but blessings over you and your families. And maybe after our successful season, you see that? Maybe we can get you both back on, huh?
That sounds great. Yeah. Anytime. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Really, thank you.
One of my favorite interviews of 2022. This is Hook 'em, Bait 'em, Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Allo Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. To Hook 'em, Bait 'em, Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. I have the right lure to bring you in. You know, when you're looking for a new home, why not seek the counsel of a good friend who happens to know the housing market better than the back of her hand? Julie Lifgren with Real Estate Connections can answer all your questions related to securing a mortgage and providing valuable information to your family. Call Julie Lifgren with Real Estate Connections at 970-590-7251. That's 970-590-7251. Julie will help bring your dreams home. You know, one of my favorite things in life are a true underdog stories. Those are the best things I love. The other thing is people that overcome adversity. I love those things when they come, stories of people overcoming adversity. Spencer and Derek Renfro have an amazing story. It inspired me so much that it's one of my favorites of 2022. Spencer and Derek, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, we're great. Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, man. Thank you guys for coming on. You know, I believe I read that on the Saturday after the accident, Spencer, your family met with the neurosurgeon and the triage surgeon and their staff, and they reported that you had made miraculous strides that they had rarely seen or expected. Spencer, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I feel amazing.
That's awesome, buddy.
It's the way I am right now and how well I'm doing. The doctors told my parents that I wouldn't be this close in 5 years from now. And
wow, and look at you now.
It's a blessing from the Lord. And
amen. Amen. How's your recovery right now? How are you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I can get around the house without my walking stick. I can make some food. I could
no doubt
get some water.
No doubt, man. You know, you always overcame, and that's the beauty of it. When were you able to come home? Do you remember?
Oh, it was.
Was it sometime in July?
No, it was in August.
August, yeah.
Nope, it was July 9th.
July 9th. I thought it was somewhere in July. July 9th, yeah. And I'm sure you've made strides just getting to know your home and recognizing your home again.
Yep.
Man, that's awesome. You know, it was extremely good to see both of you gentlemen last Saturday. And let me tell you, folks, Derek and Spencer came into our locker room last Saturday and before our game against Bennett. And let me tell you, folks, there wasn't a dry eye in the room. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming and supporting your brothers, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, Spencer, talk to us about the last time you went shooting.
The last time I went shooting was about 3 weeks ago. My dad and my brother, Derek, went on a hog hunt in Texas. And before they left, they had to make sure their guns were sighted in. And I went with them to make sure their guns were sighted in. My dad has a buddy that owns his own private shooting range for snipers. There's targets up to 1,600 yards.
Wow.
And my dad has a tripod. He put his gun on, and he aimed it at a target, and he told me, be real careful, Spencer. Don't move it, but get on it. Put your shoulder up on it and shoot it. Got up on it, and I shot it. And I shot a target at 450 yards.
Wow, that is awesome, man. That is awesome. Yep. Derek, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, it was good to see you, brother. I'm doing really good. Talk to us about your last hunting trip. I know Spencer just mentioned that you went on a hunting trip in Texas. How was that?
Yeah, it was a great hog hunt, and it was over at the Dos Plumas Ranch, which is in Trent, Texas, about 30 miles west of Abilene.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. We got to go out every morning and every evening and do a little hunt in a little blind. And we got to see the feeders go off and then a bunch of hogs come in. And I got to shoot 3 hogs that trip. And
man,
my
great.
Biggest one there was about 275 pounds.
Wow. Wow. That's almost me, brother. Now, are you going to mount it? The head?
Yeah. Yeah. I got the head. It's being taxidermied right now, but they're about 14 months out on a weight.
Wow. Yeah, I got to see that, though. I got to see that. I know I went javelina hunting in Arizona when I was young, and I'll tell you what, you know when you're coming up on javelina. You can smell them. I mean, they stink, but we did the same thing up in Arizona, but with javelina. And they're thick. I mean, in Texas, those pigs are thick.
Yeah, they're big. We were using a 308 AR-10. To shoot those things down.
How awesome, man. Now, Derek, you had a bike accident a couple months ago, man. How are you healing up?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, I broke my fibula, and lucky I'm not getting any surgery for that, and I'm walking perfectly fine now with a boot on it, and it's just going well. All my road rash is gone, thankfully.
Thank God. You know, us coaches were talking this Saturday, and we decided that we're going to put bubble wrap around both of you guys.
that's going to work.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
We need it.
I understand y'all went flying. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. That was a great experience. Switzy, you want to tell them about
that?
Yeah,
go ahead, Spence. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Derek and I's brother-in-law, his name is Alex. He's our oldest sister, Olivia's husband. He's a fighter pilot in the Marines. He flies the F-35 Bravo.
That's awesome.
And they came out and visited us in September, the month after I got out of the hospital. And he went to the Fort Collins Airport and was proved that he could fly a little, like, just a two-seater airplane.
Yeah.
And then rented it for 10 hours and took Derek and I over there and took us up flying. And I got to go first because I'm the lucky one.
Right, right.
We were just south of my house and a little west, and we were coming up for it. And he told me, put your hands on the steering wheel, put my hands up there. And then he did some switches, and he said, you're flying.
Right.
And he told me, take a right. And even my seat, like, tilted, and it was like,
you could feel it. You could feel it.
And I flew an airplane over my house.
And you guys got great pictures of the high school, too. I think, Derek, you were showing me those pictures as well.
Yeah, we were heading north and got to fly over the new high school and the new field. It was great.
Man, that's awesome, guys. That's awesome. I definitely, Spencer, let me ask you this question. What advice do you have for young athletes competing this weekend?
Man, don't think it's just yourself. Play as a team. Play for your brother that's playing with you. Play for your family. Play for your coaches. Play for your school. You're not playing for yourself. You're playing for your buddy. Brothers playing with you.
Man,
and that's our family.
You know, I love that. I love that attitude. And I described you two both as being the two pieces, the foundation that has started. And what the Eaton Reds are right now is because of what you guys laid. The path you two laid in front of these young guys, and the path that you guys laid is the strength and the strength to overcome adversity. And that's what I love about your attitude. That's great advice. Derek, what do you miss most about playing?
I'd have to say probably traveling with the team.
Yeah.
You know, going out on the field and playing a football game was great and all, but being able to have that feeling of 50 other brothers with you to go out on the field and have fun, that was the best part for me.
And to do battle, right? To do battle together. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the part I miss most.
Spencer, do you have a prediction for this Saturday, Eaton and Basalt?
Eaton can do anything. Eaton is TTUN,
buddy, TTUN. Derek, that what's your
team
prediction?
Up north.
What's your prediction?
Oh, I think Ian will pull it out this Saturday. You know, I don't think nobody needs to tell him how to become successful. They've been pretty successful in the past, but you know, everybody wants to be that team to beat Ian, and so they just got to go out there and get ready and play hard and know that the other team's wanting to beat them.
I know. We just have to be ready. That's the biggest thing, and that's what we've been telling them all week. Just be ready, gentlemen. You know, gentlemen, yep. I'm going to say this, you know, that God is not finished with you yet. Your story is still being written, but the story that you have now is one that can change lives, brothers. I appreciate you both for coming on.
Sure.
I will always pray for you and your complete healing. You know, Proverbs 16:9 says, in the hearts of humans, they plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. I love you, brothers. You guys take care.
Thank you, guys. We love you too, man.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right. See ya.
What a great interview, Derek and Spencer. I pray continued success for both of you. You know, I want to take this moment to welcome one of our newest sponsors, Don Scott, Dave Martin, and Lance Pickett, all with Amco Transmissions, located in Fort Collins in Loveland. They have been operating for over 39 years. At your local independent Amco Center, Don Scott and crew provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Not sure what you need? Start by calling Amco Fort Collins or Amco of Loveland to schedule a free vehicle courtesy courtesy check. Call Fort Collins Shop at 970-226-4477 or the Loveland Shop at 970-667-3006. Thank you, Don and crew, for all your support. Don't touch that dial. You don't want to miss my tribute to a very special person in my life. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Allo Communication Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook 'em Bait and Tackle's Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, grinding out the ones and twos. I want to personally thank one of our newest, our great sponsors, Carroll Excavation and Repair. You know, whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carroll Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. Call them today at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. His nickname is Pokey. It's the only name that his grandma and great-grandma called him. He often wondered why they couldn't give him a cool nickname like Sweetness or Captain, Champ, maybe. Nope, it was Pokey. Well, Pokey was wandering this earth aimlessly for 22 years. Not as long as Jesus did in the desert, but just long enough time for Jesus to work on Pokey. And Pokey knew his whole life that family was important to him, since his was torn apart from divorce when he was a young age. As he wandered around aimlessly, God led him to a new church home, 9495 East Florida Avenue, Heritage Christian Center. This church had a huge sign that hung down from the top of the building. This sign was so big that people have reported seeing it while on descent in a plane landing at Stapleton Airport. It was big. And it read, "Sinners Welcome Here." It was a church that had a white pastor, Pastor Dennis Leonard. He was a great spiritual leader, and he would always say that he lived in a white house, but he was all brother on the inside, so he had a little flavor in him. Heritage also had a 200-person gospel choir, and I'm not talking any gospel choir. This choir was loaded with professional singers, individuals that had famous family members like Mickey Gilley. They sang with the likes of Kirk Franklin and family, B.B. and C.C. Winans, and Tim Minor, who back in the 80s released three albums on the Christian label. And then in 1992, he signed with Motown, releasing his self-titled album on Motown Records. Don't know what Pokey was thinking, but he thought it would be a good idea to try out for this gospel choir. Pokey was definitely out of his league, but he always lived by this rule: to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. Fortunately for him, he made the cut, which to Pokey was a miracle in and of itself. It was meant to be, he thought. When that happened, the floodgates opened for Pokey. He finally knew it was what he was looking for and why God led him to Heritage Christian Center, and that was to find a family. Pokey believed that since he was saved as a teenager, that God was going to restore his faith and family. Her name was Heidi Jo, and she had a beautiful baby boy named Seth Lucas. Seth was not quite a year old, but as soon as he met Pokey, he climbed him like a spider monkey and in the process grabbed Pokey's apple and started eating it. Let's just say that he took a liking to Pokey, and Pokey took a liking to him. It didn't take long for Pokey to fall in love with Heidi. Some say love at first sight. The courtship wasn't long, longer than Pokey wanted, but God's time, right? Pokey must have asked Heidi to marry him over 100 times, and each time she would say no. They could have been doing laundry, something as simple as doing laundry, and he would ask her, and she would say no. And finally, Christmas of 1994, Pokey, Heidi, and Seth were setting up a Christmas tree at her house, and out of nowhere, she asked Pokey to marry her. He about choked, and he looked in shock, and he looked at her and asked, "Are you serious?" And she said, "Yes, I'm serious." And in a jokingly manner, Pokey, the man with a funny nickname that was led to HCC to find his family, said no. He said, I have asked you hundreds of times, and each time you said no. And I wanted to see how it felt to say no. And then he paused, and then he said, yes, of course I will marry you. When? And she said, how about New Year's Eve? And Pokey said, cool, next year we will have a year to plan, no problem. Heidi interrupted him and said, no, this year. And Pokey said, 2 weeks? And she said, yep. Pokey said, babe, you don't understand. I have a huge Mexican family, and we may need a year to plan. But Pokey didn't want to miss or mess up his opportunity or his chance to marry Heidi. So he agreed and made one phone call to his mother. And she made a couple phone calls to his aunts. And boom, the date and venue were set. Something that came together that easy, you know, was only by the grace of God and meant to be. Long story short, that boy with the funny nickname named Pokey, well, he goes by the name Coach now. And if it wouldn't have been for that sign outside that church building that read, sinners welcome here, and that step in faith he took when he tried out for the HCC gospel choir, he didn't take that step. And if he didn't take that step and didn't listen to what God was telling him, he would have missed out on the most amazing wife, mother, and grandmother, Heidi Jo. I wish I could turn back the clock so I could find you sooner and love you longer. If I could give you one thing in life, I would give you the ability to see yourself through my eyes. Only then you will realize how special you are to me. I may not be your first date, your first kiss, or your first love, but I want to be your last everything. Thank you for being my one and only wife. And if I had a different wife, I would punch her in the face and go find you. Love the one who needs you till the end, Coach Daniel Alamon. I pray abundance of blessings over all of you. For this coming year, happy new year, and remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. I'm Coach Daniel Alamon. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, live from the Ella Communications Studio. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.